Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. This verse near the end of the Bible, last book in the Bible, first chapter, Revelation, giving us a picture. Revelation 1 is one of the most awesome pictures of Jesus in all of the Bible. The last half of this chapter is just breathtaking. And the picture here, so see it, especially in this Advent season, as we prepare to celebrate Christmas, realize this child born in Bethlehem is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who is and was and is to come, meaning the beginning of history and the culmination of history. Before time began and for all time, Jesus reigns as Lord and God Almighty. The astounding thing about Christmas is not all of the circumstances surrounding this birth, although they're interesting and really beautiful to dive into. But don't get so caught up in thinking about the circumstances of the birth here. Get caught up in the identity of the baby. This child is God. Just think about that. This child is God in the flesh, the Alpha and the Omega, the one who has existed for all time and reigns for all time as Lord Almighty, is a child. Everything in history revolves around him. The Creator has become a part of his creation. Oh, stand in awe, bow in awe. I just encourage you at some point during this Christmas season, just spend time on your face before God, worshiping him, worshiping Jesus, worshiping God the Father, worshiping Jesus the Son through the Holy Spirit, the wonder, the mystery, the beauty, the grandeur of this picture at Christmas, and to realize this baby born in Bethlehem, this God, this Savior, this King is worthy not just of our worship, he is worthy of all worship. He's worthy of the worship of all peoples, and pray toward that end. Pray toward that end. Pray for Mongols in China, the Mongol people. Over 7.5 million of them, very, very few believers among 7.5 million of them. So pray for the spread of the gospel to the most remote Mongols in China. Pray for the spread of this good news that God has come in the flesh, that he has paid the price for our sins, that he has made a way for us to be reconciled to him, that all of history is going to culminate with him receiving glory, and they want to be in on that. Let's make that good news known among the Mongols. We spend so much on Christmas gifts for people who have most everything they need. And we need to ask, what are we spending in our lives and our families and our churches on the spread of this good news to people who've never heard it? So pray and give and live for the spread of the gospel to peoples like the Mongol in China. Jesus, we praise you for your glory in Bethlehem. We praise you that the next time you come, you won't be coming as a baby. You will be coming as a king on a horse to consummate your kingdom. So, hasten the coming of that day, we pray. Help us to live with urgency for that day. Help us to live with urgency to get this good news that the child born in Bethlehem, is the Alpha and the Omega. Come to save us from our sins. Help us to get this good news to every person on the planet, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.